The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. It's the nicest way to start your day.
Thank you for the way you present the program, for your personalities and dispositions each morning. It does not make us by any means want to cut the radio off.
Got a new car, and you are my first preset, WGTK.
From the WeSellKiwi.com studios, it's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, a 94.5 The Answer.
Texts are on the Big Rock text line. Chris says, it's not that we're turning our back on God. It's that we Christians are turning our backs on his people. We should be treating the lost with love. We Christians should be drawing the lost in. Texter says, sanctuary cities are where the illegal should have been sent anyway. You make the claim, you do the same. Texter, good morning. Listening to the conversation this morning, the issue with the American society and pro-choice viewpoint is selfishness. And it's not just about abortion. Almost every person's viewpoint is based on what is right in their own eyes, and that's not relegated to just the Democrat Party. As for Christians supporting Democrats, I have trouble with this as well. After speaking with a couple of friends, one of whom served on the mission field overseas, they explained to me that as the view of how the Democrat Party handled the poor in our society, it really took me back because it is the opposite of what the Bible teaches, which is he who does not work does not eat, and that taking away a person's drive and or self-pride is the fastest way to create vagrants and codependent people. Robin Hartwell says, good morning, Joey. A longtime listener question. Why are we not allowed to call abortion murder and no longer allowed to call illegal aliens when immigrants break into our country? Just curious. Thanks for all you do. God bless. Good questions, Rob. Because it is murder. Faye writes, too many are flocking to the progressive churches and they may as well be staying home. These churches have put God out of the picture. How evil. 877-235-9405. Your comments are welcome on the Big Rock text line as well. Maybe you are ready for that fall project with these temperatures getting nice and cool now. We have these nice, cool evenings. This is the time for you to get started on that outdoor fireplace or maybe a fire pit for the family to sit around. I mean, like right now, it's 54 degrees at the GSP International Airport. We're going to see some nice cool weather over the weekend. So why not go ahead and get started? When you pull into Big Rock, the first thing you're going to see are these huge boulders out front. They call them blazing boulders. They're great accent pieces. And you can put fire. You can do a water feature in them. Lots of things you can do with them. Just get real creative. If you're looking to redo an area of your backyard, maybe a driveway or a walkway, or redo a patio area, or build a brand new outdoor living area, the team at Big Rock, they can help you because that's what they've been doing for a long, long time now, helping provide customers all over the Southeast with the best variety and the best quality of stone, as well as that expert service and advice. If you have questions, Robert and JC and Hudson, the team at Big Rock, they have all the answers. So if you're an architect, a builder, a contractor, and you're looking for a better source for natural stone and hardscape, the team at Big Rock, they've got you covered. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, they'll help you as well. Let me encourage you to run out and check out the Big Rock showroom. See how that natural stone will actually look around your home. You can also find them online at GoBigRock.com, GoBigRock.com. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster wrote a letter to the Charleston County School Board calling on the district to prohibit teaching students about gender identity without parental consent. It's hard to believe that this has become such an issue, that we have schools, teachers, and school boards. This is why school board elections are so important. And we have a number of contested elections throughout our listening area. I mean, in Greenville County, there's a small crowd running for the school board. I think there are like 12 candidates running for maybe 6 seats or so. And parents are being labeled terrorists because they're simply questioning what their school district is doing with their kids. So this is why we got to be involved. But in Charleston, Governor McMaster, September the 20th, wrote this letter after Camp Road Middle School students were asked to read a book called I Am Leo. It's an article or book written by a 16-year-old about his gender identity journey and how to be an ally to trans peers. I mean, how did this whole trans issue, it seems to me just overnight become a huge issue in our schools and in our society? Parents say that students were asked to answer questions afterwards without parental knowledge or consent. In an email statement, the CCSD communications director, Andrew Pruitt, said the district was made aware of the incident September the 14th and regrets that it happened. An investigation revealed that the assignment did not align with the district policies and was doled out by a substitute teacher. Ultimately, it was not graded, they said. Governor McMaster's letter addressed to the Board of Trustees chairman, Eric Mack, says parents complained to his office about the subject matter of the work. McMaster said, parents know what is best for their children, and that includes whether, when, or how to address topics like those raised in the article. If parents decide to introduce their children to the ideas discussed in this article, then it is their sole discretion to do so at the time or age and in the way that they deem appropriate. It certainly should not be done by a public school teacher without the parents' knowledge. McMaster called on the board to restore and prioritize parental involvement in the classroom, especially when it involves health education. According to the letter, the student came home on September the 9th, told his parents that they had been given an assignment about a transgender teenager. The letter says, as shocked as I was, I hoped that he was mistaken and that it was all a misunderstanding, the parent said. I couldn't fathom that the school would hand out this kind of material without getting the parents' consent or really consent at all. The parent then called the school to schedule a meeting and request a copy of the article. During the meeting, the parent alleges that the principal and another school administrator said that the article was not approved and that it was mistakenly included in a lesson plan. After reaching out to the teacher, however, the parent alleges that the teacher defended the choice by citing the South Carolina Standards for Health and Safety Education and would not provide a copy of the questions the students had to answer. In the letter, the parent says, nowhere in the Camp Road Middle School health curriculum or the South Carolina Standards for Health does it say it's okay to teach children about sexual identity. I'm not alone in my feelings. I have so many parents that are very upset about this. Our children need your help, she said to the governor. And we're seeing this all around the country. And this is why we have to step up like Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, who is making good on some of his campaign promises. He has reversed so many of Virginia's regulations that were put in place by the previous administration. Schools can no longer keep kids' choices secret from their parents. Gone are the rights to compete in sports as your ID rather than your biological gender. If you were If you were born a male, you're going to compete in male sports. If you're born female, you'll compete in female sports. Governor Youngkin and the Republicans in the Virginia Assembly have also done the same thing for bathrooms, locker rooms, and other such spaces. Father-daughter dances and the like are no longer forbidden. And these are the types of things that we have to be involved in. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in on Free Speech Friday.
Free Speech Friday!
Whatever's on your mind, I'm all ears. Hope you'll join the conversation. Option one, Tommy puts you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two, leave a quick message and we'll air that as well.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
I've told you about Le Blue Water and how much we all love it here at the radio station. Peg and I have it at home, too. I just can't say enough about Le Blue Water. For over 20 years, Le Blue Enterprises has delivered pure, fresh-tasting, contaminant-free Le Blue Water to homes and workplaces. A lot of people think, well, you know, these large water coolers, they're for businesses only. No, they'll bring it right to your home as well. They also deliver gourmet Green Mountain coffee, tea, hot chocolate, along with the Keurig brewers. Plus, they can custom label Le Blue 12 and 20-ounce bottles of water into handheld billboards. You can distribute them to your customers or at special events. Compare the taste and the purity of Le Blue, this ultra-pure bottled water, with any other bottled water, and I promise you, your body's going to want you drink Le Blue all the time. Order their 5-gallon or small package water to your office, home, or church. Join thousands in the upstate in Asheville saying, my body loves Le Blue. Call 888-LE-BLUE. 888-LE-BLUE plus 1 is how you reach them. 888-532-5381. And by the way, they got a special. They're going to give you 5 gallons of water absolutely free when you call and sign up for delivery. 888-532-5381.
It's amazing, so refreshing. Let me tell you, my body loves Le Blue.
It's 13 before the hour.
Welcome back to the Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405.
PhD, the official weight loss program of the Clemson Tigers.
Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5. The Answer.
Texter writes, this is Ace in Greenwood. Joey, there's no common ground between the left and right. You can't teach the left a lesson. They won't get the message. Republicans don't think hate against the left like they hate against us. There's no fixing this. Only Jesus can do that. You're right, Ace. As I said earlier this morning, what we need is a good revival in our country. Texter, we Christians are supposed to love people however we're supposed to obey God's word, and God's word changes people's hearts, not Christians. God's word never changes, and the truth of his word will always stand no matter what we do. Thank you for your comment. Texter, it's not teaching, it's indoctrinating. And you're right, it is. Texter, this past weekend I was at a health and wealth seminar, and one of the speakers was talking about how our health is being hijacked by certain entities. Our kids' education is being hijacked by the left. Well, and that's why we have to get involved in school board races and stop it. Texter, people will read the Farmer's Almanac and not question what it says at all. As far as society and basically the world goes, the Bible clearly tells you what's going on and will clearly tell you what is going to happen. It's all written in black and white and red. We need more Bible study in our schools. And that's for sure as well. 877-235-9405-752. Glad to have you in. Hey, when it comes to keeping your home running at peak efficiency, you can always count on the pros at Corley Plumbing Air Electric. They've been providing the highest quality service in the upstate for more than 30 years now. I'd say they're here to stay, wouldn't you? They've got some great September deals for you. Yes, it's nice and cool out there today. It got down into the 50s overnight. We're going to have some cool days and evenings this weekend, but we'll end up with some hot days as well. So maybe now's a good time to go ahead and get that AC system checked. They'll do it for just $69. Take advantage of the 3-for-3 HVAC bundle, which includes a free Google Nest thermostat and a phenomenal air whole home filtration system for just $77,999. And all of this with 0% financing for 18 months on your purchase. And the easy thing is you can schedule this online at CorleyPro.com. CorleyPro.com. And when you schedule it online, you're going to get an additional $20 off regardless of what the service is. Take advantage of the $50 off any indoor air quality product to keep your home's air fresh and clean. Save $525 on a sewer replacement and $275 off of a water line replacement. If you have anything that you need that involves your plumbing, your air, electric, the pros at Corley Plumbing, Air, Electric, they've got you covered. CorleyPro.com. Save $20 when you book online. CorleyPro.com. Several of you have sent in notes on the Big Rock text line questioning that this whole trans movement is not just in the Charleston County schools. It's also found its way, of course, in the medical field as well. The DailyCaller.com had an interesting article and uncovered a video that has gone viral of one of the administrators at the Vanderbilt Medical University explaining to young doctors and nurses that if they can't accept the fact that some people are going through this transition, then they're in the wrong field and they're at the wrong place. Evidently, the Vanderbilt University Medical Center matches transgender patients, including children, with transgender patient advocates. They call them trans buddies. The program is aimed at making transgender patients feel comfortable and safe in a medical environment. This Dr. Ellen Clayton suggested that there was no place at Vanderbilt Medical Center for conscientious objections for performing sex changes. So if you are a doctor there, according to her, and you have a problem, if your religious beliefs has a problem with performing a sex change, then Vanderbilt Medical University is not the place for you. You need to move on. 877-235-9405. It is Free Speech Friday. Glad to have you in. Sean Hannity's up with the Hannity Morning Minute.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.